Biden disinformation chief Nina Jankowicz sang about sex fantasy with dead Harry Potter. By Hannah Blow on April 29, 2022. President Biden's disinformation chief Nina Jankowicz sang about dead child sex with fictional character Harry Potter, as she participated in the wizard rock band called the Moaning Myrtles, which released several songs detailing such fantasies. Jankowicz, the radical left-winger heading up the Department of Homeland Security's Disinformation Governance Board, or Ministry of Truth, was apparently a huge Harry Potter fan, enough to create a band with her friend Lauren Fairweather in the 2000s. According to Spotify, the albums came out in 2007 and 2008, meaning Jankowicz was presumably 18 when the first album dropped. Videos have begun to circulate on social media, purportedly featuring the voice of Jankowicz and her bandmate belting out questionable lyrics. However, a brief search on the music streaming platform on Spotify shows a variety of releases from the duo, with lyrics featuring the two singing out fantasies including dead child sex with Harry Potter and secretly catching peep shows in bathrooms. In one such tune, titled, "Prefects Are Hot," the duo makes it clear that they call her Moaning Myrtle, the ghost girl haunting the lavatory, for a reason, continuing to sing about spying on naked children in bathrooms, as bathrooms are great places for peep shows. The duo then sings about looking for some prefects in the bathroom, setting the scene found in the fourth installment of J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter series, Goblet of Fire, but instead, the ghost finds Harry Potter, and she fantasizes about solving the mystery between the 14-year-old character's legs. Went looking for some prefects in the bathroom one day. But instead I found Harry and so I said hey. I helped him solve the mystery of the egg. But I'd like to solve the mystery between his legs. The lyrics continue, as the Moaning Myrtles expressed hope that Harry would drown in the lake during the Triwizard Tournament so Myrtle could have dead child sex with Harry. I hope that Harry drowns tomorrow in the lake. So that our honeymoon we can take. You know that ghosts have working anatomies. What's better than that, we don't get STDs. In another song, titled, Cedric, the two seemingly celebrate the character's death. And on sitting on a toilet, they sing about knotting their fingers through Harry's hair. Listen. If I tried to kiss you, your lips would go through me. There was a better line here, but it wasn't family-friendly, they belt. And aesthetically pleasing features the duo singing about a wet kiss with hottie Harry. Interestingly, the band's song And Then I Died also contains what the left would certainly consider to be transphobic lyrics, calling a boy creepy for being in the girl's bathroom. And ran into a stall. And I heard a boy talking just outside of the door. Get out of my bathroom, you're really creepy. You're not a girl and you don't belong here. It is an ironic discovery, Jankowicz's apparent obsession with Harry Potter. As many have deemed her the U.S. version of the Ministry of Magic's overpowering Dolores Umbridge. Breitbart News has reached out to DHS for comment, but has not received a response.